Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This year's election process has been wild and crazy. Hard to imagine, but we'll know the results on Tuesday. Last week, Rick Frank delivered his radio program for me, and he said that he would vote for Hillary Clinton, but hoped that the Republicans would hold on to their majority in the Senate to preserve the checks and balances. Well, with Hillary as president, the left-wing leaders in her party could devastate our economy. They want to tell us how to farm and take our property rights away from us. Her position on the death tax scares family businesses and farms to death. How can you hold a family business together if the government comes in and takes 45 or 50% of it? We don't have cash money on the shelf ready to pay off Uncle Sam. Besides, we've already paid taxes on any money that we've made. The estate tax is the most unfair, un-American tax that we have. Rural America is also afraid of overregulation, and that's what President Obama has done, and we would just see more the same under Hillary. A month ago, I participated in a 65-mile bicycle ride, and that's about 5 hours of riding over country roads in eastern Maryland. Beautiful country, corn and soybeans, cattle, chicken farms. And I saw maybe 100 Donald Trump signs, not one Clinton sign. I was surprised. Maryland is a blue state. However, rural America is for Trump. And I'll vote for Donald. He would kill the death tax and cut regulations and nominate conservative Supreme Court justices. It is okay if he can improve the North American Free Trade Agreement or the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement. However, I think trade agreements have been a big plus for agriculture. Along with other secretaries of agriculture, I'll be signing on a letter to be sent to all members of Congress encouraging them to vote on the TPP agreement in the lame duck session after the election. And pass it. Let's get it done, even though both presidential candidates oppose it. U.S. exports increased 10% in the last quarter, and according to Secretary Vilsack, ag sales accounted for 75% of that increase. Whoever wins this election, I can just hope that they will find a way to work with the Congress and get some things done. Be sure to vote, and I am John Block from Washington.